from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
This ball hit pretty well down the line and right. This has a chance, and this one's gone. Victor Caratini, number 6 on the year. The Astros lead 3-0.
Well, afternoon, Dirty Caratini.
Dirty Caratini.
Oh, my God. Jeff pushes the envelope, doesn't he?
Good afternoon, Dirty Caratini.
Can we get us a Dirty Caratini?
I mean,
shake him up.
I mean, that sounds. I think I like it.
Shake him up. Give me a little Dirty Caratini.
I mean, that's a good one. I'm typically.
He's been thinking of that one. That's one he set up and thought about.
Dirty, it feels huge.
Dirty Teeny. I like
it. Give me
a
Dirty Teeny.
Well done.
Should
man.
He just say Dirty Teeny though? Because he said, didn't he say the whole? Get a little afternoon Dirty Teeny.
Well, I think if you
little
go...
little sip of the Caratini.
I think if you go teeny, it's got to be after you mention, like, I feel like you have to mention Caratini bomb, and then, which I guess TK does.
TK does. Ooh, it's like an apple afternoon teeny, baby.
A little dirty teeny in the afternoon.
I like that.
Boy, that's good.
That's good.
That
I
is
see
good.
It.
Well done, Blum.
Can
well
I hear
done
that again, please? Come on. Give me that again. Give me that. I like that. I like when Blum goes through. Go play the damn thing. I want to hear it. Little Dirty Caratini.
This ball hit pretty well down the line and right. This has a chance, and this one's gone. Victor Caratini, number 6 on the year. The Astros lead 3-0.
Well, afternoon, Dirty Caratini.
I just need that care of. There he is again.
That was good. That was good. Good job, Blum. Well done, sir.
The Italian goes deep again. Victor Caratini.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the ones that caught me off guard right there. They had that interpreter. I said, wow, he must be from Rome. It went the other way around. The current score, 5-1. They were able to add on finally. They were able to have a big inning. You say Kikuchi is out of the game at this point. But he goes 5 2/3. Couldn't quite get out. He had 8 strikeouts. When you get 8 strikeouts, you're probably running that pitch count up a lot.
There
it is. We do too. And he is now out of the game. And Taylor Scott comes on to try to get the final out of the sixth inning. So it's 5-1. Kikuchi with a big time start and is
Ron? That's 2 starts, 11 innings. 19 strikeouts.
What do you have, 11 in the first one, yeah?
What is it, 1 run? What are you doing in the first?
2 runs.
No, he got 2. Get 3 runs. 3 runs total.
3 runs total, yeah.
In the 2 games. Yeah, we can win with that.
Yeah, you can do something with that, yeah. Nobody's talking about Joey Loperfido except for Adam, who's going to just probably push the kid on, just throw the kid under the bus.
How's he doing, by the way?
I don't know. He was 2 for 3 the last time I checked. Now that was.
No, I saw him on SportsCenter's top 10 making a play in the field.
Did he?
That may have been last night.
That's all right. DeCenzo's 2 for 3 too, boys.
Oh God!
That's how in the hell?
Oh, this might be an inside the park homer. This might be an. No, they're stopping it.
Nah, Speedy Yordan got out there.
That's big low running that thing. He
forgot about that. Yeah, Yordan.
What in the hell was that? I got to see that.
That's not a left fielder playing a lot of left field.
Oh, here you go.
Just saying. Went up there and misjudged that puppy. I get a lot of run out there. It is now 5-2 as now that is a tack on another run to Kikuchi. That is 4 runs he's given up in his 2 starts. But still,
that cannot be earned.
I don't know.
I mean, that's got to be an error.
You think so?
Are you kidding me?
We'll see. Garcia could really make this a different game.
I mean, that has got to be.
We'll see if it's earned or not.
A little funk.
But I do want to pass this news across, Clint. And this may be the dream of certain Texans fans. And I know one that works middays here in John Lopez is really all over this, the Justin Simmons thing. Okay. This from, this been reports out. That the Saints are meeting with free agent safety Justin Simmons this afternoon, following all his medicals. Per sources, they could get a deal done. They're looking at money and financials to see if they can get things together. But it looks like things are potentially moving with Justin Simmons in the Saints, and that is a safety, a player that there are a lot of Texans fans who are hoping. I heard Lopez saying, "I'm just waiting." Just waiting for the day that happens. And I'm going to tell you what, Clint, I don't think the Texans have given any serious thought with Justin Simmons. I think they are very, very fine and not just fine, happy with what they have when you look at the safeties they have, maybe in a different way than others. But when I say others, certain fans for the Texans, I don't think they've even given any serious thought to Justin Simmons.
I don't think they have either. I think they are very, very happy with Jimmy Ward. I think that when you look at Eric Murray, I know again, he got hammered after he signed that $7 million a year deal and nobody, I mean, he's played well. He's had a good camp. I think they're confident with those two guys back there. And I think they are extremely excited about Kalen Bullitt. Word on the street is we're not there. Obviously, the team's in Cleveland. Word on the street is he's had a good little solid week of camp.
They've liked him the entire time.
Yeah, well, you can see it. I mean, it's hard to not like, if you know what I mean. So I'm with you. I think the Justin Simmons thing has been a long shot all the way through.
Yeah, I think it's been a fan thing as opposed to a Texans thing. I don't think Nick and D'Amico have ever been really serious about that. I think they're happy with the, like you said, Murray, Petrie can do different things if they need him to, Jimmy Ward, and then the new young kid they drafted out of USC. All right, coming up, our guy Robert Flores, MLB Network, he joins us and we'll give you an update on what's happening with the Astros, but he joins us to kind of get what's going on with this race and what the Astros are going to do moving forward. That's coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.